بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا Once again, I thank you all for giving another opportunity to serve. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make this month of Rajab another opportunity, another occasion for us to come to ourselves, to know ourselves, and to reduce the distance between us and our Lord. Tonight is the first of Rajab, again, the birthday of our fifth Imam, Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. And with reference to the virtues and the fada'il of this sacred month of Rajab, I'll quote a hadith which says that when it is going to be the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Nada munadin min butnan al-arsh, there will be a call from the throne, from the Arsh of Allah. And what will the call say? It would say that Aina Rajabiyun, where are those of the people who adhered to the month of Rajab? فَيَقُومُ أُنَاسٌ يُضِيءُ وُجُوهُمْ لِأَهْلِ الْجَمْعِ. So there will be a few people who will raise their heads, raise their necks amidst that huge big crowd of mahshar. And then they will be known as people who are distinct compared to everyone else in that mahshar. And then they will be as such that with crowns on their heads, with a form different to every other's, they will be presented with all the blessings on the day of judgment. And then the reason for that will be said to them is, this is for them because they fasted in the sacred month of Rajab. This is for them because of their worships, their recitals, and the sacred month of Rajab, so on and so forth. So it's an important month, the sacred month of Rajab. And with reference to Rajab itself, Rajab, it's the name of a river which is in the paradise. And the riwayat, they say that it's whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. And then someone who fasts a day of the sacred month of Rajab will be quenched from that river which is Rajab in the paradise. And then Rasulullah, he says that Rajab is the month of God, Sha'ban is my month, which is the month of the Prophet, and then says the month of Ramadan is the month of my nation. In a sense, if you look into the whole system that Allah has created, which starts from the month of Rajab, continues with Shaban, ends with the month of Ramadan, it is for a spiritual uplift of an individual, for his purification, and to reduce the distance between him and his Lord, alaykum salam. And for this sacred month, there are a lot of recitals, special worships, fasts as much as we can in this month. And one of the beautiful things that Mu'min Shopping Center has done is they've printed out these recitals and du'as for this sacred month of Rajab. You can have them handy, keep them in your pockets. And very easily, they've been mentioned over here, how many recitals a day you have to recite, these azkar, salawats, etc., etc. And then the du'as that you need to recite after each wajib prayers, they are also available. And they are with Brother Masum, you can get it from him. Again, with reference to the fasts of this sacred month, says that one who fasts a day of this month has indeed pleased the Almighty God and has put off the blazes of his wrath. A door from the doors of the hell will be shut on this person just because of that one fast which you fast in this sacred month. Now, if there is someone who has outstanding fasts from the past year, or he has outstanding fasts on himself, he can make them up in this month of Rajab. He has made up his duty. At the same time, he gets the reward of fasting in this sacred month of Rajab. Again, it's a month of istighfar. One of the other names for this sacred month of Rajab is Asab, which says that it is a month of the downpour of Allah's mercy on an individual. Again, the caller, as it was mentioned in that hadith, will be said that Aina Rajabiyun, where are the people who gave importance to this sacred month of Rajab, where are they? Again, the Holy Prophet, he says that this month, no month is a match to its virtue. War with kuffar in this month, it's haram. And again, a fast attracts the pleasure of Allah, distances the fire for a year from an individual. And one who fasts 3 days of the sacred month of Rajab, paradise, Jannah, becomes wajib and certain on that individual. Now again, all these are great sayings that have been mentioned by Ma'asumeen alayhimus salam. And again says that one who cannot fast any of the days of the sacred month of Rajab, for him again those tasbihat have been mentioned on the white card. If someone recites those tasbihat 100 times during the day, again he gets the same reward of not being able to fast in the sacred month of Rajab. Among the things to which a lot of emphasis has been given is the recital La ilaha illallah. To recite that 10,000 times in this whole month, so you can calculate for yourself how many times a day you need to recite them. It's easy, and it's one of those recitals you can recite them without having to open your mouth. You can recite it with your mouth closed. So reciting 100 times, Ma'asum, he says that a person will benefit with 100,000 hasanat, and 100 cities will be blessed to that individual in the hereafter, just for that simple recital which is La ilaha illallah. Again, among the recitations that we have to observe in this sacred month, it's the Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, as much as you can, 100,000 times in the month, or some riwayats say that 10,000, some say at least 100 times during this month. And especially on a Friday, if someone does recite Surah Tawheed, which is Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 100 times on a Friday, that will give him a light that will navigate him and show him his way to the paradise in the hereafter. Again, these are the great blessings which we have for this month of Rajab. Among the other issues that need to be just reminded, it's the first Thursday of this sacred month of Rajab. It's known as Laylatul Raghaib, meaning the night of hopes. And for that, special amal have been mentioned in our books. A person who intends to perform them needs to fast on the first Thursday, which will be in the next 4 or 5 days. You fast the Thursday, and on the night after Maghrib prayers, there are a few prayers and du'as to be recited. And someone who has performed or has recited these prayers and fasted that day of Thursday, which is Laylatul Raghaib, he will be protected from the horror of the Fishar al-Qabr and the pressure in one's grave. So again, all these were reminders for the sacred month of Rajab. The topic that I have selected for tonight and few days that I will be at your service here, it's regarding affection and kindness. That it's quite an interesting topic, and says that a successful Islamic command it is. And again, if you look into Quran, if you look into riwayat, to kindness, to mahabbat, to affection, a lot of emphasis has been given. In every aspect, may you see it from the existence of Allah. Again, the performance of Rasulullah, Ma'sumeen, and every individual in the community, the whole system, it's been laid on kindness and mercy and muhabbat and affection. Or if you look into this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that we call it as the opening of the book of Allah, it's not only the opening of the book which starts with mercy, with rahmah, with affection, with kindness, but the entire creation of Allah. If you look into Surah Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Khalaqa al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. Over there says that, starts saying that the creation starts with Rahman, that is with mercy, with compassion, with kindness, with affection. Or, for example, one of the teachings which Quran has says that ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ, that he is of those who believe and charge one another to show patience and charge one another to show compassion. So we have to be kind. In every aspect, that kindness has to be present. Or Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Irham turham, that if you have mercy, then upon you will be mercy in the hereafter. So if you have mercy today on each other in this world, Allah will have mercy on you. So someone who has no mercy on each other in this world will have no mercy in the hereafter as well. That is what is meant over here. Or the Holy Prophet, he says that Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhumur Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who are kind, those who have mercy on each other in this world, the merciful Lord, he will have mercy on them in the hereafter. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. Those who are in this earth, alaykum salam, those who are in this world, you have mercy on them. Those who are in the skies, they will have mercy on you. It's so simple. So it's a teaching that we have to have this kindness, we have to have that affection with each other. Or elsewhere says that وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدْهِ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا رَحِيمٌ, says that the paradise which Allah has created, no one will enter it but someone who is kind, someone who is Rahim. So if that rahmah, if that kindness, if that affection, that mercy does not exist in us, we cannot enter the paradise. قَالُوا كُلُّنَا رَحِيمٌ قَالَ لَا حَتَّى تَرْحَمَ الْعَامَّةِ. Someone over there says to the Holy Prophet that we are all compassionate with each other, we are kind to each other. Then Rasulullah says, no, you have to have possess, unless you are kind to all. Again, if you analyze these sayings, these ayat of Allah, they all turn back to the heart of an individual. The heart, it has to be kind. Confronting it, it's a hard heart, a heart which has qasawa. That heart which has qasawa, which is not kind, it cannot attract the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So to attract the mercy, a heart has to be soft. That hard-heartedness, that shaqawa, it must not exist over there. So importance of kindness in Islam, to get our tasks sorted out. Again, there are teachings from Ma'sumeen. They say that now, if you have problems, if you have tasks which you need to sort them out, how do you sort them out? Do you go to anyone to get them sorted? Rasulullah, he says that أُطْلُبُ الْحَوَائِجَ إِلَىٰ ذِرْرَحْمَةِ, that extend your needs and requirements to someone who is kind, someone who possesses that mercy and rahmah, min ummati, in my nation. If you do that, تُرْزَقُ وَتَنْجَحُ, if you do that, you will be blessed, sustenance will be provided to you, and you will find salvation. That is, the problems which you had, the tasks which you needed to have sorted, they will be sorted. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولْ رَحْمَتِي فِي ذِرْ رَحْمَةِ. Allah, he says that, my mercy, my compassion, my kindness is with someone who himself is merciful, who himself is kind. Min ibadi, from among my servants. وَلَا تَطْلُبُ الْحَوَائِجَ عِنْدَ الْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And someone who is hard-hearted, someone who does not possess a soft heart, someone who is not kind, says that never go to him, never extend your needs to him. فَلَا تُرْزَقُوا وَلَا تَنْجَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ إِنَّ السَّخَطِي فِيهِمْ. If you do that, neither will your problems be solved and eased, nor will you reach whatever you had to reach. And again, Allah, He says that my wrath is with someone who is unkind, who does not have that mercy. Again, hard-heartedness, it's something which is hated the most in Islam. مَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَعْذَمَ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. So, over here, our fifth Imam, whose birthday we are celebrating, Imam Baqir alayhi salatu was salam, he says that there is no punishment greater than hard-heartedness, which deserves a punishment in the hereafter. So it is not as such that if someone who is unkind, he won't be punished, he will be punished. So being unkind, not possessing mercy, not being compassionate, it deserves a punishment in the hereafter, and that is something which will be which the heart deserves to be punished. So there is no blessing greater than kindness and affection, and there is no wrath and punishment greater than being hard-hearted, as mentioned by Masumin. When it comes to the heart, it's amazing. The terms that we have, the definitions that we have in Quran, in Riwayat, especially when it comes to the existence of Allah, when He talks, He says that this heart, it's Baytullah. Heart of a mu'min, it's the house of God. Elsewhere says, it's Haramullah, it's the sanctuary, it's the Haram of Allah. Or sometimes says, it's Arshullah. A heart of a mu'min, it's a mosque of Imam al-Asr. So Imam al-Asr, he has a mosque everywhere, and especially in the heart of a mu'min. So that heart, it's important. So if that heart is kind, it will attract the mercy of Allah. And if it does not attract the mercy of Allah, it means that it's hard-hearted. So if you look into the creation of Allah, you might find some people who are big build, size, height, weight, looks, charms, etc. Now all that, it's worthless when it comes to be compared with an empty heart. So no matter how good a person may be looking, if that heart of that individual is not kind, he's worthless. Says that the Holy Prophet says that إِذَا تَابَ قَلْبُ الْمَرْءِ تَابَ جَسَدَهُ وَإِذَا خَبُثَ الْقَلْبُ خَبُثَ جَسَدَهُ. That if a person was good, if he was kind, if he was well behaved, if he had corrected himself, then his body is also good. If not, then his body is also worthless. And elsewhere says that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوَانِي أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقُلُوبِ. Masoom says that Allah, He has vessels in this earth. What are the vessels of Allah? Says that the vessels of Allah in this land, in this earth, are the hearts of mu'mineen. فَأَحَبُّهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرَقُّهَا. The best and the closest before Allah is the softest. It's the kindest heart. So the heart, the more kind it is, the closer to Allah it is. And continues and says that لِلْإِخْوَانِ وَأَصْفَاهَا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. It is soft and kind before Allah, soft and kind before mu'mineen, before the brothers, and all that filth, it's kept away from that heart. So a pure heart, it's the vessel which belongs to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala la yanzuru ila suwarikum, wala ila amwalikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Says that Allah, He never looks at your wealth, He never looks at you, but He looks into your heart, how that heart is. If that heart is clean, if that heart is kind, then there is a special regard to that heart. Now, are there any ways that we can attract this kindness, this mercy of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he mentions a few tips. Says that inna ala kulli muslimin fi kulli yawmin sadaqatan, that upon every Muslim is that he pays sadaqah every day. Then someone objects over there, says that وَمَنْ يُتِيقُ هَذَا, how can and someone pay sadaqah every day? It's going to be a tough task. And then he, Rasulullah, he starts explaining that one must pay sadaqah every day. How? Says that by removing the litter from the path. That is, if you've got a road, a path, you clean it, clear it, remove the litter from there, that is sadaqah. So that others, they are not hurt. Or you guide someone to the right path, says that is sadaqah. Again, says that visiting someone who is ill, that is sadaqah. Or participating in the funeral of a fellow mu'min, Rasulullah, he says, that is sadaqah. Or inviting someone to do good, or inviting him to refrain from indecency, that is sadaqah. So all these are the different types of sadaqah. So all these again are based on kindness. The reason behind that is that to protect someone from that eternal punishment and azab, or to reduce the distance between him and his Lord, whatever can be done, that is sadaqah, as mentioned by Rasulullah. Again, when it comes to inviting others, again, Imam 8, the Imam, he says that when this ayah was revealed, which says that وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, addressing the Holy Prophet, that invite your household to prayers. When this ayah was revealed, 8, the Imam, he says that Rasulullah, he comes to the house of Ali and Fatima for 9 months, 5 times a day, stands in front of the house and invites them to prayer. That is again with kindness, which he does. So kindness again, when it comes to enemy, we have to be kind. Or again, one of the things that we need to observe in this sacred month of Rajab, to which so much of emphasis has been given, especially with these recitals. Especially with these recitals that we have, it's repentance. It's asking Allah to forgive, especially in this sacred month of Rajab. Says that at-tawbatu tajubbu ma qablaha. That tawbah, when a person repents, it is as such that whatsoever he has done prior to this repentance, all that indecency and wrong, that will be forgiven. So that tawbah, again, it's based on that mercy and kindness which Allah has for His servants, for His individuals. And says that when a person does repent, that is by tawbah, at-tawbatu tastanzilu ar-rahmah. Tawbah, it attracts the mercy of Allah. And someone who has repented, it's kaman la dhanbala. As if someone who has no trace of wrong, no trace of sins on himself. So tawbah, it's among the great graces of Allah, which He has on His servants, and that too is based on that kindness. Many a times you find that the way how Allah Jalla wa'ala treats His creation, His servants, especially the mu'mineen, that too is based on kindness. But sometimes we think that no, He is showing His wrath, His rage on us, when that's not the case. There is a lengthy hadith in Biharul Anwar, quoting from from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And the reporter is our sixth Imam. He says that I heard Amir al-Mu'mineen say that he has heard from the Holy Prophet that during the times of one of the prophets, there were two rulers living at the same time. One of them was a mu'min, the other was a kafir. The kafir, he was afflicted with a disease. And the physicians at that time, they said to him that there is a fish in the ocean which he needs to consume, which he needs to eat for his cure. Now that fish, it was in the middle of the oceans, and to fetch it, to fish it, it wasn't easy. And it so happens that the health of this ruler was deteriorating, and the physicians, when they come and see that he, unless he consumes that fish, he won't get that cure. He comes and says that now that nothing is happening, you have to appoint a successor for yourself. And then what happens is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends an angel to the fish in the middle of the ocean and says that push them towards the seashore so that it's easier for the ruler to fetch them, to catch them, and so that he gets shifa. So the fish, they are pushed to the seashore. That angel, he pushes them there. Fish is fetched for the ruler and he gets shifa and rules for many, many years after that. The other ruler, who was a mu'min, was afflicted with the same affliction, same marad, same disease. The same cure is prescribed to him as well. And it was a season when the fish were at the seashore, and the doctor said that it's easy now, you can get them, you can eat them, and you can get cured. Allah sends the same angel and says to push these fish back into the middle of the ocean so that they cannot catch them. And then this angel, and it so happens that the ruler, he doesn't get cured and he dies. The angel, he says to the Almighty that what was that? To that who was a kafir, you told me to push the fish to the seashore. To this who was a mu'min, you instructed me to push all those fish back to the middle of the ocean so that he doesn't catch them. And then Allah says to the angel, the reason for that is that that kafir ruler, he had done something good and I wanted to reward him as a reward of that. That is that base, again based on that mercy and kindness of Allah. To reward him, I asked you to push the fish to the shore so that he gets cured. Now the reason for his cure again was that good deed which he had done. Now although the good which he has done, it's going to be given to him on temporary basis, and in the hereafter that will be taken away from him and he will be punished because of his kufr. But the other one who was a mu'min says that he had committed a sin and I wanted to punish him in this world so that he is forgiven and he meets me in the hereafter clean and without any trace of any wrong on him. So that is the kindness. And again says that what was given to him, that is, after taking away his life in this world, was given to him on permanent basis. So Allah, he treats, he acts in this beautiful way. That is all based on that kindness, based on mercy. This tawbah again, this institution of tawbah, which has been created for mu'mineen, that is among the great blessings that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us mu'mineen for that reason. So we have to repent, especially in the sacred month of Rajab, with all these recitals that we have, as much as we can, make it a habit, make it a schedule from tonight, that we do a certain set of them at whatever time. It's easy nowadays. You can have all these reminders set in your cell phones, and while at work, while driving, you can have these little cards with yourself, and make it as a habit, that have a target set, that by the end of this month, you have to achieve that target. If you miss one of these recitals during the day, make them up during the evening. If you couldn't do that in that day, make them up, make it, have a double dose in the next day. It's easy. And whatever we benefit here, that is something which we will benefit in the hereafter again. Inshallah, this topic on affection and kindness, I will try to continue in the forthcoming nights. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, again tomorrow is the 1st of Rajab. For the 1st of every month, there is a prayer which is mustahab to be recited. And the time for that, it's from the Fajr prayers right up to Maghrib. And nowadays, it's quite a lengthy day. You can do them from Fajr, from 5 onwards till 9 p.m. It's the niyyah, it's qurbatan in Allah. After Surah Al-Hamd, you recite Surah Qul Hu Allahu Ahad 30 times in the first rak'at. And in the second rak'at, after Surah Al-Hamd, you recite Suratul Qadr 30 times. And once your prayer is done, give a little sadaqah on your behalf, on behalf of Imam al-Asr, on behalf of your family members. And that will cover you, that's going to be your premium, your health insurance for the duration of the month. May Allah Jalla wa Ala help us in this sacred month, in these sacred nights. All those who have passed away, may Allah elevate their ranks. All those who are ill and ailing present in this majlis, may Allah grant them shifa. And all those who have requested for whatever du'as, whatever hajat they may be having, may Allah accept and grant them biqabulin hasan. May Allah Jalla wa Ala hasten the reappearance of our Imam, our Hujjah, our Master, and enlist us among his true servants and his true supporters. Salawat.